Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. At just 9 years old, Sam Gordon attracted the attention of people around the world in a video showing her racing down the football field, scoring touchdown after touchdown in a peewee football game.
We now welcome to the set one of the newest national celebrities based on her YouTube video on some amazing football highlights. Her name is Sam Gordon.
I scored 35 touchdowns, got around 2,000 rushing yards, and made 65 tackles.
That's Sam scoring touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. Obviously it went viral.
Receiving more than 5 million views in just 3 days. On this episode of the Supercast, we catch up with Sam Gordon, now a senior at Harriman High School. She talks about being named one of the most powerful and influential women in sports today by Sports Illustrated just this month, and how she helped create the first girls football league in Utah. Find out what's next for this talented athlete known as a soccer and football phenom. We're here with Sam Gordon, student from Harriman High School, talking about the fact that she was just recently, this month, listed in Sports Illustrated as a part of the Unrelenting. Now, the way they describe this is the list of the most powerful, most influential, and most outstanding women in sports right now. That is really awesome, and we're going to come back to that, Sam. But first, I want to talk about where all this started. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, for sure. Pleasure to be here.
I'm going to pull up this highlight. You told me just before the interview that you haven't watched this video for a while. There was a video that went viral. How viral did it go?
It was like 5 million views in 3 days.
It took off. I remember watching it at the time. And I don't think I knew at the time that you were a student in Jordan District. It just popped up in my feed because everybody was watching it. Is this it? All right, so we pulled up the highlights. Are we going to see the run here that went viral?
Yeah, so it was off of a kickoff, and I got to get the ball. And then it's just a lot of touchdown runs in a row all compiled together. That first season was really cool. That was against Luke Staley's team, which was awesome. First year playing football, and we're all a bunch of 9-year-olds that really don't know what we're doing. Just kind of got the ball and got a run.
You appear to know what you're doing.
A little bit of Sharks and Minnows that taught me how to do this bit.
The Sharks and Minnows, is that what the training was?
I mean, yeah, since recess in third grade, that was my go-to.
Okay. Sharks and Minnows, you heard it here first. That was what made her a star. Once you get the ball, it looks like you're pretty relentless, like Sports Illustrated says. You just decide, I'm going to head for the end zone.
Yeah, and then this part of it is making some tackles, which is fun. I honestly kind of like defense better than offense. I think it's really fun to go out there and make a hit.
So you like making a hit more than scoring?
Both are awesome feelings, but sometimes defense has this extra adrenaline that comes with it. And, you know, each play you get to talk with your D-line and kind of like make sure that you're stopping them. I think it's definitely very fun.
Let's talk about all the things that have happened since that video went viral. That was really the start of all of it.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of opportunities as a result of that. Can you tell me some of the things that have happened?
So after that YouTube video went viral, I got to go out and do a lot of cool things. My first was an interview with Good Morning America at like 5 a.m. in the morning. And after that, it kind of just took off. I got to go to New York and L.A. and then back to New York and do a lot of interviews, which was really cool. And then I got involved with the NFL and was able to do a Super Bowl commercial with them and some really cool stuff. And then later that kind of led me into starting the Girls Tackle Football League and growing that with my dad and some other people I've been working that wanted to start one from the start. And then more things with the NFL and interviews. It's kind of just been a lot, but it's been really great experiences.
That's amazing in a very short period of time. How old were you when those videos were taken?
I was 9 years old.
So you were 9 years old. That's a short time to have all of that happen. Who are some of the people that you've met? I was watching the Super Bowl. I didn't know you were going to be in that ad, and I saw that ad. I was amazed at all of the legends who were there all together in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me some of the people that you've met that have been particularly exciting.
So I play soccer a ton, and so I got to meet the U.S. Women's National Team for soccer, and that was a really cool experience. I got to go to a practice for the 49ers and meet all the team, and that was really cool. They're now my favorite team. Hung out with Roger Goodell, and then, you know, for that NFL 100 commercial, was hanging out with Saquon Barkley and Richard Sherman for like 4 hours as we filmed it. So met a lot of cool football players and a lot of cool athletes.
And you got to attend the Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah, I've been to 3 Super Bowls, which has been pretty cool.
I saw you see the Super Bowl from the booth, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the first one I went to, I was with Roger Goodell in the booth, and I remember our booth had security guards, and then like 2 booths down, there was like Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they didn't have any, and I thought that was really funny.
I mean, I've gone to barbecues with Jay-Z and Beyonce, but never
okay.
A football game.
That makes sense.
No, that's really exciting that you've been able to be involved at that level. How is the Super Bowl different from other games in terms of being a spectator there at the event?
The entire energy is just different. It's like the athletic event of the year. Everybody's tuning in to watch it, especially the first one, the 49ers were in it, and like seeing your team in the Super Bowl is something totally different. The atmosphere, the halftime concert, all of it is just, it's incredible.
You talked about being on Good Morning America. They actually surprised you with something on that show. Tell everyone what that was.
Yeah, so I think it was my second time being on Good Morning America, and I was in New York, and they had this, like, you know, little box that was underneath a curtain, and then they pulled it away, and I was being held up, and then there was a Wheaties box with my face on it, and that was such a cool thing for a little 9-year-old me to see.
How many boxes of Wheaties with Sam Gordon on the front do you have?
I would
have a case of them, I think, if it were me.
Yeah, I think I've got one, my grandma's got one, and I'm not sure where the other ones went, but we definitely have a bunch of flat copies of the Wheaties poster thing.
That's pretty amazing. Is Wheaties now your favorite cereal? It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You can admit it here.
That's actually what it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That is my favorite cereal.
I love it.
That is my favorite cereal. Wheaties, it's been a long time, but maybe I need to revisit that. Were you playing soccer the whole time that you were playing football as well?
Yeah, so soccer has always been a big thing for me, and I want to play it in college. And football is something different because of the adrenaline, and it's just an entire different sport, but I love them both.
So what's next for you? You're a senior at Harriman High School. Where do you hope to go to school? What do you hope to play? What's next?
So I submitted my early decision application to Columbia, so we'll see how that goes. And then hoping to go walk onto the soccer team up there, be in New York. My older brother's at NYU, so that'd be cool. Go to law school. I don't really know. It's kind of up in the air from there. But hopefully pursuing girls tackle football and promoting that.
Great. Now let's talk about the Sports Illustrated list. This is a very prestigious list, and as I described earlier, most powerful, most influential, and most outstanding women in sports now. To make that list is a great honor.
Yeah, it's amazing reading some of the other women that I'm listed there with, and being a part of that it's really a great thing.
I noticed that. Serena Williams, Billie Jean King, Naomi Osaka. I'm a big tennis fan. My wife's been a tennis player since she was 8. So, but you're on a list with some amazing athletes there. Who are the athletes that inspire you?
I think a big one for me was Abby Wambach. She was the player that invited me out to a practice when I got to meet the U.S. Women's National Team. And just in the fight that she's had for equality for women in the soccer world, and then along with just her toughness out on the field, and as a soccer player, watching her getting knocked down and getting back up was always an inspiration to me.
I also wanted to ask you, I saw that you, after going viral, you ended up being a speaker at a lot of distinguished events throughout the country. What are some of the themes that you talk about in those presentations?
So when I was younger, a lot of it was just about me playing football with the boys and kind of my experience doing that and my love for football and sports in general.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, it's, you know, I kind of get a little bit more of a perspective on things, and I can kind of see the inequality and a little bit of what I've experienced and what we're still facing as far as the football world and, you know, getting women involved. And so I've got to speak a lot about that and the challenges, and then also just about girls loving football, being part of the Girls Tackle Football League and giving girls this opportunity to play a sport that they really don't have a chance to anywhere else in the world. It's something special to be a part of, and so I've got to speak on that a lot too.
So you have a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Yes, building up my Sky Miles.
How has being involved in sports impacted your life and going viral and having these opportunities? How has that changed you?
I think sports have changed everything for me. Even if I didn't become famous, I think sports in general are so great for kids, you know, building leadership and getting friends and everything like that, all the great qualities that sports can give us. And then I think being involved in all these other things, when I go to those events and I get to speak, I also get to hear others speak, and it's been really inspiring to hear other people's stories, and you really get perspective on a lot of the things in the world, and I think also the fact that you can make a difference. And so by, you know, having this goal of wanting to give more girls the opportunity to play football and then starting this league and seeing it actually make a difference has been inspiring, and I really take that into my own life and tell other people, if you have something that you really believe in, work for it, and it can happen.
It's an inspiring message.
Stay with us. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of Sam Gordon's Girls Football League teammates.
Hello, I'm Stacey Worthen, Secondary Counseling Specialist for Jordan School District. Do you know all the ways Jordan School District counselors can help you and your student? School counselors play such an important role in our schools. They provide parents with resources to help guide their children in academics. They provide support with the mental and social well-being of students in our schools. And if you are in the process of preparing a student for college or just beginning the conversation of higher education, now is the perfect time to reach out to your child's counselor. We can assist with college applications and college readiness. I encourage parents and guardians to schedule an appointment and get to know your student's counselor. Together, counselors and parents can help develop plans and strategies for students to succeed long after they leave Jordan School District. Reach out. We're always here to help. You can find us and learn more at counseling.jordandistrict.org.
All right, we're back now with Sam Gordon, and she's now joined by Molly DeLuca. Molly, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Tell me about your involvement in football.
So I started playing football when I was about 12 years old. I was in 7th grade, and I played soccer before, and I was like, I needed to do something new. Like, I wasn't happy playing soccer. It just wasn't my sport. And I joined on the Black Diamonds team with Sam, and ever since then, I've been playing every single year since 7th grade, and it's just been one of the biggest blessings of my life. Like, I've met so many friends, and I've learned so much from it.
So what do you like about football versus soccer?
I guess it's a way to, like get my stress out, and I love hitting, like, with, like, all the pads and just hearing, like, the thud of them, and I don't know, it's just a good experience, like, catching the ball and running with it and, like, feeling like you did something. Like, soccer, I never really got to, like, feel that accomplishment, but football, I also met so many friends, and, like, it was just a great experience.
I saw that you nodded your head when Sam was talking about loving defense. Do you prefer defense over offense because you get to knock some people around?
Yes, I do. I usually don't play the position to receive the ball and score, even though I still love offense, but defense, I like hitting people and like stopping them. It's a lot better than offense, in my opinion.
What made you want to start football?
I kind of, like I said before, like soccer wasn't doing it for me. And I was in fourth grade with Sam, and I saw that she was like starting this new team and everything. And I was like, that'd be actually really fun to do. And it would like fit my body type, my like social everything. I was just like, yeah, let's try football. And I ended up loving it, and I keep playing every single year.
Are you a senior at Harriman?
I am, yeah.
So what's next for you? What are your plans?
I'm planning on going to SCU. I'm not sure what I want to go into yet, but I kind of want to get away and start school somewhere a little farther than this area.
For those who may not know, what are the rules, and how is your football league set up? Are the rules different from traditional football rules?
Yeah, so we have a couple different rules than traditional football. The biggest one is that we took out kickoffs and punt returns, mainly because that's where most injuries occur, and we really are trying to take out injuries as much as possible in our league, so we have just taken those plays out completely. And then the second one that we've done is we have an X weight, basically. So girls over a certain weight limit can't be handed off the ball. They can still go out for as a receiver, but they can't be handed it off, mainly because we're still at a point where a lot of girls haven't played before, and so setting competition up against somebody who might be twice their size would be, again, another risk for injury. So for right now, that's a rule. We're hoping in the future we can take that away, though.
What's your favorite secret play, Molly, that nobody knows about?
I remember a few years ago we would do, like, we call it like an orange wedge, and we would all just like stand up straight and not even move. It'd be really cool. Or like we have a no play where we just stand up and like pretend like we're running the ball, but we wouldn't. And it was just, it threw off the other players a lot, and it was so fun.
A no play. I'm wondering how I can integrate that into my daily set of plays. The orange wedge. Tell me that again. So that's when everybody stands up?
Yeah, we make like a U-shape, kind of like orange wedge, like it says, and we kind of just block in the shape of an orange wedge, and it would just like throw the other team off because we didn't have a specific hole to go through. It just like push up yards, I guess, and it was actually really cool, and we scored a lot on that play.
Have you seen some big turnarounds where someone was maybe reluctant at first and then wildly enthusiastic about the game once they got a chance to play?
I have definitely seen this, and I hope Molly has too, but you get a lot of girls that come out there first season and don't really know what they're doing, and then, like Molly did, stayed in the league forever.
Yeah.
I think a lot of girls gain confidence throughout the year. Football, we have such a great community, and we have people from a lot of different backgrounds where other sports you don't really get that same opportunity, and so I think girls come out, and they learn how to hit, and they learn how to have fun, and it's a life-changing experience for some of them.
I feel like girls are also scared of getting hurt because it's, like, a physical, demanding sport. But once they learn to play, it's just like any other sport. There's physical demands in literally anything you play, but it's just a lot. It's really fun, and they learn to love it over time.
Thanks to both of you for coming to be interviewed for the Supercast. I really appreciate meeting both of you, and best of luck in your future pursuit to post-graduation.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.